As bad as the opioid crisis is across the country, it's worse in the Ohio Valley. On average, there are 15 deaths a day in the region due to opioids. That's 13% of all opioid deaths in the nation from a region with just over 5% of the country's population. So those working to combat the epidemic in the Ohio Valley were eager to hear President Trump's plan.
It is time to liberate our communities from this scourge. We can be the generation that ends the opioid epidemic.
In the Ohio Valley, that will mean delivering more addiction treatment to rural communities and lower-income people. Some key elements of Trump's public health emergency address those needs, and addiction and recovery experts in the region say they welcome the help. But they are also concerned the president's plan doesn't go far enough. For example, the first item in Trump's proposal would lift restrictions to allow doctors to prescribe addiction treatment medication through telemedicine. Dr. Joe Gay ran health recovery services in Southeast Ohio. He says expanding use of telemedicine could help rural areas, but he wants to see more details regarding regulation of the program.
There is a danger that that could lead to more misprescription of the drugs used to treat opiate disorders.
Medication-assisted treatment is a critical element in the treatment, but medications like buprenorphine are also opioids, and they can further the cycle of addiction if not taken properly. Another challenge with expanding telemedicine in rural areas is the lack of access to reliable broadband internet needed for video communication. Gay says most organizations offering the services should have the capability to do so.
It could be some problem, but it could be an improvement too.
Medicaid is crucial to treating lower-income communities wrestling with addiction, and that's another area where officials see both promise and problems in Trump's plan. First, the promise. Advocates say Trump's pledge to quickly issue waivers for what's called the Institutions of Mental Disease Exclusion will open up more treatment beds in rural areas. That rule, known as the IMD exclusion for short, dates back to the 1960s, according to Medicaid Health Plans of America CEO Jeff Myers. He says the rule limited Medicaid payments to behavioral health institutions with more than 16 beds. It was intended to prevent institutions from becoming warehouses for mental health patients. But now, Myers says the rule limits treatment capacity and splits up the physical, behavioral, and substance use services that are all needed to holistically treat someone with addiction.
States are now realizing that that fragmentation leads to poor health outcomes and more cost, and they're beginning to move all of those things back together.
West Virginia applied for and recently received a waiver from this exclusion. President Trump can't repeal the law, but he vowed during his speech to make the waiver process more efficient. But this proposal will require more federal funding to be successful. Myers says if more people are paying for services with Medicaid, Medicaid will need the funding to pay for those services.
Extensive use of IMD is not inexpensive, and that's why we would hope that there would be additional financial resources.
And that's the big thing treatment experts say is missing from the Trump plan, money. The administration is offering no new funding with this emergency declaration. It's calling on Congress to add to the underfunded public health emergency coffer in an end-of-year spending bill. However, the GOP is simultaneously looking to roll back Medicaid funding in both their Obamacare repeal and budget proposals. This is a point of concern for advocates who say the federal dollars have been essential to expanding addiction treatment, especially in the Ohio Valley. Recovery experts are also concerned that there was little coordination or communication leading up to the declaration. Yes, First Lady Melania Trump spoke movingly of her visit to a West Virginia treatment facility, but most state health officials and treatment center leaders the resource contacted say the administration did not seek their input. Women's Hope Center, which offers recovery services in Lexington, Kentucky, was one of them. Executive Director Stephanie Ragland says she'll wait to see how Trump follows up on his promises.
Hopefully he will listen to those who are out there in the fields doing the legwork.
Trump's commission tasked with studying the opioid crisis was the first to suggest he declare the issue a national emergency in an interim report. The commission's final report could provide insight into how the administration may follow up. It could be released as early as this week. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.